Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PainReliefRadio.com. This is your host, Catherine Merrow, the Pain Relief Coach. Today is Thursday, November 5th, and we are broadcasting live from beautiful Michigan, the Great Lakes State, where the sun is shining. We're going to be talking about headaches, jaw pain, and migraines today. Pain happens for reasons. When you understand why you're getting your headaches, your jaw pain, or your migraines, and the simple natural steps you can take to get rid of your pain, you can get rid of them. You can start to feel better. However, there's a lot involved in migraines, jaw pain, and headaches. We're not going to be able to cover even half of it in this little half hour, but it's going to give you a lot of great information that you can use to start to feel better. Today's sponsor is MeditationSuccess.com. Meditation, MeditationSuccess.com. MeditationSuccess.com. Helping you enjoy life more. Remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm the pain relief coach. I'm here sharing information with you that you may not have heard before. And you can always get more information at simplepainrelief.com. So there are different kinds of pain in your head. You might have just a common everyday headache, but I'm going to tell you it's not caused by an aspirin deficiency. There are other causes for it. And you might have jaw pain. You might have pain on the big muscles on the outsides of the side of your head. You might have pain in your teeth caused by those muscles. Maybe you think that it's tooth pain, but people have even had teeth removed. And it wasn't tooth pain. It was pain caused by muscles. And migraines are a specialized kind of headache. They're not a very nice headache. They're a very nasty headache. And they can take days out of somebody's life. 3 days is pretty common. Here's what a migraine feels like. It might start on just one side of your head. It might feel like pain running up through your jaw, through your temple area, behind your eye. Or it might start off right away as severe throbbing pain. Usually a migraine starts on only one side first, but it may then spread to the other side and the whole head as well. When you have a migraine, it's hard to think. Hard to think. You might have flushing on the skin in the area of the migraine. It might make you feel irritable and tense, but it probably is going to give you sensitivity to light. Pull the blinds. Light hurts. And it's going to give you sensitivity to sound. Noise hurts. Very aggravating. I know there was a time when I was still having migraines when I would go into the restroom at my office, and I would turn on the switch for the light, the fan would come on. When that fan irritated me, I knew that I was in the beginning stages of a migraine. So migraines will sometimes give you clues. If you notice the light is starting to bother you, you start to feel cold, sound starts to bother you, those can be migraine clues. You might lose your color. You might become pale. Your lips might become pale. You might get that kind of a green color. and you might start to perspire or sweat. You might start talking in a soft voice because it hurts to talk any louder. Some people get auras with their migraines. And auras is a visual disturbance. It's like seeing wavy lines or flashing lights in front of your eyes that don't allow you to see clearly. Some people only get an aura. Some people only get head pain. Some people get both. I kind of think the people who only get the auras are pretty lucky because all they have to do is wait for it to pass and they can get on with their life. And I guess it usually passes in about half an hour. Now, I've got to remind you again, I'm not dispensing medical advice here. I'm not a doctor, but I am someone who has a lot of information about migraines because I suffered with them. Suffered is the key word here, from the time I was about 12 until, you know, I still get one if I manage to sleep funny, which is one of the causes of migraines, is putting your neck and head in an uncomfortable position when you're sleeping. So I still get one occasionally. But there were a lot of other things that I did over the years that helped eliminate my migraines. And we'll talk about as much as we have to talk about today, the time today. So all of the head pain, the pain in your jaw or the TMJ pain, TMJ means the joint of your jaw, the migraines and the headaches can all have the same causes. They can all be caused by trigger points in your muscles. We'll talk about trigger points in a moment. They can all be caused by the trigeminal nerve, which is the facial nerve that runs from your neck into your face and head. And they can all be caused by muscles. And so let's talk about trigger points for a few moments. Trigger points are really hyper-irritable. Hyper means very irritable. Or crabby, I call them crabby areas of your muscle. And trigger points can also be found elsewhere in the soft tissues of your body, but not on bones. Trigger points cause pain and symptoms in other parts of the body, sometimes at a far distance. That's called referred pain. So, for instance, the pain might be in your head, but it could be muscles in your back or in your neck causing the pain in your head. The pain might be around your joint of your jaw, but it could be the big, powerful temporalis or chewing muscles that are on the sides of your head next to your eye that are causing your jaw pain or your tooth pain. It could be the muscles behind your skull, at the base of your skull, or in your neck, or in your shoulders or back, causing your headache. Muscles, there are other causes for headaches too, like high blood pressure, that'll cause a headache. If you've got a headache and it's not going away or it keeps coming back all the time, you should just see your doctor because it could possibly be a high blood pressure headache, and that's not something that you want to ignore. So headaches can have other causes. It could be eye strain. It could be muscles around your eye causing you to feel like you have eye strain or a headache in your eyes. It could be food sensitivities. It could even be constipation causing your headache or migraine. But some nutritional issues, too, will cause trigger points. And we all have the potential to get trigger points because we all have this soft tissue or muscle tissue, other tissues. But a lot of times, if we treat the trigger point and if we treat the muscles that are causing the trigger point, that means the head pain will go away and it'll stay away. Now, there is a strong relationship between head pain and trigger points. And I think everything that causes trigger points, because everything has a cause, you know, can also cause headaches, migraines, and possibly jaw pain. Some people have abnormal bone structure. They might have a leg length difference or an arm length difference, or the jaw on one side might be different. Some people have posture. This could be most of us, that causes muscle strain. And this is a very common cause of headaches. You know, I told you it's not an aspirin deficiency causing your common everyday headache, but it could be the position that you drive your car in, that you sit in, that you sleep in, that you work out in. I remember a woman who said she was in arthritis exercise classes in the water, but she said, every time I get a headache, I don't know why I get a headache. I said, well, what are you doing when you get the headache? She said, well, I wave my arms through the water like this. She put her arms out to the side. And I asked her, where is your head when you're doing that movement? And she said, it's out here. And she pushed her head way out in front of her. So as soon as she became aware of that and stopped doing it and instead started holding her head over her body, that took care of those exercise headaches. Some mineral deficiencies, maybe even vitamin deficiencies, can possibly cause it too. Magnesium is something that people are frequently deficient in who have migraines. You can take a magnesium supplement over the counter. They're very inexpensive to buy. However, my experience with magnesium supplements, and I tried a few different brands, it always seemed as though it threw me into a headache after a few days of taking the supplements. So I tried this about 3 times, and the 3rd time it occurred, I thought, you know, this doesn't seem to be working. Nonetheless, when I started taking a liquid mineral supplement, and it also has magnesium in it, or when I take a multivitamin and mineral that also has magnesium in it, that doesn't cause the migraines. So one of the things that you have to do is possibly keep a diary as you try something new and see what the result is. If your thyroid is not acting properly, that can cause headaches. Stress. How come stress? Because what do you do with your neck and your shoulders when you feel stressed? What do you do if you're driving in the car and there's a traffic jam and you've got to get somewhere? Do you kind of like grab onto that wheel? Does your jaw clench? Does your head move forward? Do your shoulders go up? Kind of stressful, huh? When all those muscles cramp up, tighten up, wash down on your nerves and blood vessels because they're tight, that's going to cause a headache, could cause a migraine. Allergies and chronic infections can also cause head pain. Do you know there are a lot of causes for migraines, and a lot of them are food related? I want to remind you who you're listening to today. This is Catherine Merrow, the Pain Relief Coach, and I'm so grateful that you're here joining me today at painreliefradio.com, because you are allowing me to share information with you that could help you feel better. But you do have to take action. Information by itself isn't going to be the cure. However, you have a smart body. I've gotten over my migraines. Other people have gotten over their migraines and headaches. You just have to understand how your body works. And when your muscles aren't happy, they can cause problems for you. Migraines, headaches, jaw pain. If you go over to simplepainrelief.com, simplepainrelief.com, and look down the right-hand side, you're going to see a blue book there. It's a trigger point book. It's a self-help trigger point book. You can get rid of a lot of these own trigger points all by yourself. And he has wonderful drawings in there that make it so simple to see where your muscle is, which muscle is involved, where the pain pattern is for a trigger point in that muscle. You can release a lot of your own trigger points just by understanding where they are and what to do about them. If you don't feel that you can do that, though, you know, you can always go to a very good muscular therapist or massage therapist, and one who understands how trigger points work. So you got to ask them, tell them, this is what I've got going on. Do you know how to release trigger points? Do you know what causes trigger points? And listen hard to their answers, because some of them might say yes, when really they don't. So listen hard to their answers, educate yourself, see if what they say makes sense to you. You don't want to throw away your money. A good massage therapist is worth their weight in gold to help you get rid of your head pain if they understand the causes of migraines or headaches or jaw pain, how trigger points work. Everybody's different. It depends on the training that they've had and on their specialties. So interview them first, ask questions first, because if you can get rid of the trigger points that are causing your headaches, you're going to get rid of the headaches. If you, in 90% of the cases, if you have a leg length difference, that's something that you can treat by simply lifting your whole shoe. A good muscle therapist may be able to help you figure that out. A way that you can help guess at it is if you always have one pant leg that's longer than the other. You know that the manufacturer is not making them all like that. It might be you. You might also notice that one arm seems longer than the other. Well, you might have one long arm longer than the other, or maybe you have a rotation in your spine. Maybe you have a scoliosis or a curvature, which causes it to look like that. But again, a doctor with x-rays or an excellent neuromuscular massage therapist or muscular therapist who specializes in this type of thing can help you. Now, we talked about auras already. Some people have the auras, the fluctuation of lines in front of their vision that makes it very strange to see. You might think that you have to go and see an optometrist or ophthalmologist because you all of a sudden you were reading something and now you can't see it. Strange lights. A lot of people vomit. It makes them throw up. A ride in a car, motion sickness, or the position that it puts your head in can cause you to feel or to bring on a migraine. Sleeping with your neck cranked up a little bit. If you're a side sleeper, if you sleep with your neck cranked to one side or the other so that your chin is tilted up or down, that'll cause a headache. So many, many causes. The trigeminal nerve that we talked about, it's a large nerve. It has a lot of branches. It's like a tree that comes out of an opening in the side of your head near your ear. And this tree branches from the trunk up into your temple, up into your eyes and nose and your cheekbones and down into your jaw. The trigeminal nerve may be a big player in all of your head pain. There are muscles around the trigeminal nerves, but there are also places where it comes through your skull, which can be causing it to be aggravated or irritated. What you really want to do is keep everything from being irritated. We're not even going to talk about medications at all, except for this. There are a lot of different approaches to migraine medications and headache medications, and it depends on your doctor. For migraines, they may give you a medication to take on a daily basis to prevent the migraine. They might give you medication to abort or stop a migraine when it's starting it, and they might give you symptomatic medications if they can't give you an abort medicine that will help relieve the pain. and the nausea. Well, the prophylactic ones, the ones that are going to let you take on a daily basis to prevent the migraines from occurring for you, for some of you, those will work. For some of you, you're going to have to try a lot of different ones before they work. For some of you, it's not going to have much benefit. Some of the things that, well, I told you I'm not going to talk about the medication right now, so I'm not. That's not my specialty. I'm not a doctor. But if you have questions, please feel free to write to me, Katherine, Kathryn, at simplepainrelief.com, and I will try to point you in the right direction or give you some more information. Perhaps I can refer you to a helpful book. Diet is something that causes a lot of migraines and head pain. It's probably less involved with jaw pain. Here are some of the things that people have reported cause a lot of their head pain. Alcohol, and not talking about get drunk alcohol, talking about have a half a glass or a glass, and within the next 24 hours, you may have a headache, a migraine. Now, sometimes a food sensitivity throws you right into a headache right away. Other times, it takes up to 24 hours, so you really have to keep a food diary, something that you can write down, okay, I ate this and this and this and this and this and all these other things today. Headache tomorrow? Nope. Headache today? Nope. Okay. Next day you do it again. I ate this and this and this. Any headaches coming up? Nope. Okay. Headache? Okay. Now I have a headache. Now I have to start to figure out by process of elimination which one of those things that I ate caused it. If any of them that you ate caused it. You know, being constipated can cause migraines too. And that's not something that's frequently thought about in medical literature that I've come across, and nor are trigger points, and nor are muscles, nor are leg length differences. Those are things that I'm telling you about from my background in the alternative or neuromuscular massage field. So back to the foods that can aggravate you, that you might want to keep track of when you eat, if you eat them at all. Alcohol, chocolate. Carob is a non-chocolate chocolate substitute. Turns out carob causes migraines for people too. Cheese. You might find that you can eat cream cheese, cottage cheese, soft cheeses, or a teeny sprinkle of cheese, but you can't eat a portion of hard or aged cheese. Citrus fruit will do it for people, but not for everybody. See, everybody is different. So some of these things will trigger a headache in some people or a migraine and not in others. And coffee. Even though caffeine is in chocolate and in coffee, and it's in a lot of headache medications, that could be a cause, actually. And there's such a thing as a rebound headache. If you drink a lot of coffee or eat a lot of chocolate or take in a lot of pop with caffeine in it, soda pop, and then you stop, or medication, and then you stop and get a headache, this may be a rebound headache. That means you have to wean off this stuff, get rid of it, just settle it down. You might have to talk with your doctor about it. One day I'll write more about this. And you will be able to stop this rebound effect from happening. That's a big cause of headaches. Your head hurts, so you take the medicine, so it goes away. Your head hurts, so you take the medicine, so it goes away. Your head hurts, you take the medicine, and pretty soon you're in this cycle, because if you don't take the medicine, you get the headache again. But it's not a true headache. Your head definitely hurts, but what it is a rebound headache caused by the medication or the caffeine. And also avocado, herring, sour cream, and yogurt does it to some people, not to others. Nuts and peanut butter, pistachios, bananas, onions, even the smell of onions can throw some people in a migraine when the onions are cooking. Pizza. Why pizza? I don't know. Maybe the onions on it. Maybe all the dough makes you get constipated. Chicken liver and marinated or pickled foods. That's why the herring would be an issue, because it's marinated or pickled. If you miss a meal, or if your meal is delayed, or if you sleep longer than usual, or not long enough, all kinds of things can contribute to your headaches. There are some chemical causes of migraines, too. Amines, A-M-I-N-E-S. They are a group of chemicals that are capable of producing a wide range of effects to the body, including affecting, dilating, and constricting the blood vessels. Migraines are related to blood vessels. For some people, that's why bananas, pineapples, plums, tomatoes, and nuts will bother them. Chicken liver. Cheeses, wines, chocolates, sugar substitutes, aspartame. I don't care if the government allows it to be in your food, you should not. It's an artificial sweetener. It's also called NutraSweet or Equal. It's in a lot of Diet Pop. Diet Pop is not good for a lot of reasons, but especially because it has aspartame, because that can give you a migraine. So can MSG, monosodium glutamate. If you go to Chinese restaurants, ask, is MSG in the food? Ask that it be left out or order something that they can cook with it out. Nitrites, N-I-T-R-I-T-E-S. They're in a lot of processed meats, hot dogs, pepperoni, ham, bologna, and stuff. They will make it pink. They may also make a migraine for you. Alcohol, sulfites are sometimes in the alcohol. You might be able to find it. Caffeine is a different kind of thing. Dieting can give you headaches. And, the closer you can eat to the way that it grew, the better it's going to be for you. Why? Well, for one thing, you get more vitamins and minerals naturally than you do when you eat highly processed food. Usually highly processed food, think of food that comes in boxes, and the natural foods, think of food that's in as close a form to the way it grew as possible. Another reason is because eating lots of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, seeds and nuts, but not peanuts or pistachios, because they might be triggering your headaches, is going to cause your contents of your abdomen to move properly through all of their channels as they need to, and you won't be constipated. I've got to let you go now. I want to thank you for joining me today at painreliefradio.com. Next week, join me on Thursday, November 12th, and we're going to be talking more about pain relief techniques. This is Catherine Merrow. Remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm the pain relief coach, and you can always get more information about getting rid of your aches, pains, and other symptoms naturally at simplepainrelief.com. If you wish to join us, remember, I'm just going to tell you, remember to take good care of yourself. Why? Because you deserve to feel better. You have a smart body. It just needs a little help right now from you.